Language is a power tool. As a writer immersed in language and communication, I sometimes forget I'm in a specialty area more accessible to some people than others. When I came across a Conference Board of Canada report showing that only 21% of Canadian adults have high literacy skills, however, I had to take note. The 2010 report analyzed information collected earlier this decade as part of an extensive comparative global study of literacy skills in adults aged 16 to 65. As of this recording, that number has not yet been updated. High literacy skills mean an individual can integrate several sources of information and/or solve fairly complex problems. The Conference Board asserts that a country's economic potential is strongly correlated with its literacy levels. Writing is a foundational skill businesses need to meet internal communication goals, such as ensuring management priorities are clearly understood and supported, effectively explaining company policies and procedures, and eliciting compliance thereto, analyzing and resolving problems as they arise, and motivating employees to work as a team to support company objectives. Poor writing means employees may not understand what they're supposed to do, or they may not want to comply. Company performance is ultimately compromised. External communication is important too. Quality writing helps businesses explain who they are, what they provide, and why they're different from their competition, motivate people to buy from them, maintain successful business relationships with suppliers, generate respect within their peer group, and show regulatory boards and government organizations that they are in full compliance with the law. Confuse people at any stage, and the bottom line will suffer. A discussion group I hosted recently underlined how frustrating this problem is for business people. Even a university degree is no guarantee of writing competency, and many managers are appalled at the shoddy quality of writing among employees whose best efforts are needed for a company's success. Some business people feel it's not a university's job to train people to write adequately. This should be taught by public and high school teachers. Is this a problem? The world is full of countries looking for a competitive edge right now. And although we can't snap our fingers and instantly imbue every employee in the nation with great grammar and beautiful syntax, here are my grassroots suggestions for nudging us towards a solution. Parents, sorry to say this, but I think it's important that you buy your kids an elementary school language skills workbook or find them a great online grammar site and oversee at least half an hour a week of routine language drills. If you're not sure about your own literacy skills, do this for yourselves first. If you want to be more competitive in the workplace, go to your local community college and sign up for and attend a basic writing skills class. If you own a business, try, somehow, to fit writing skills enhancement into your own professional development program, and consider hiring a writing coach or trainer for employees. We're each on our own continuum. Even with more than 30 years of career writing experience, I work with an editor to improve my novel writing skills. And read. At its best, language is a power tool, and we're all operators. Get good at the operational end, and there's no telling what we can build. If you'd like to make a comment about this or any other podcasts that I've offered here, then I invite you to get in touch at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. And if you'd like more information about the writing, editing, authoring, and book coaching services that I provide, then I invite you to look up my website at www.crossmancommunications.com. And good luck with the writing.